This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Recently, I was in Burbank, California at a convention for one of the fastest growing industries worldwide. Can you guess which one it is? The sex toy industry. And the event was the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, or ANME. We set up a special Sex Out Loud studio at the Pleasureworks booth where I interviewed industry movers and shakers all day. Special thanks to Pleasureworks. Pleasureworks Wholesale was created to provide high-quality adult products to modern retailers. They offer such distinctive products as the body-friendly Please Lubricants, Me Bath & Body Premium Body Care, and an exclusive selection of sex toys. You can find their products at fine retailers, including Good Vibrations, Babeland, and The Pleasure Chest. Today on the show, you'll hear the first of a three-part series of manufacturers, retailers, and sex educators talking about sex toy news and trends. First up, I talked to Lorraine Byerly, Vice President of Marketing at WeVibe. WeVibe designs and manufactures world-leading couples and solo vibrators. Their engineers and industrial designers work closely with sexual wellness experts, doctors, and consumers to design and develop intimate products that work in sync with the human body. They use state-of-the-art techniques and tools to make sure their products set new industry standards for ergonomic design and high performance, while remaining eco-friendly and body safe. WeVibe is from Standard Innovation, a Canadian company dedicated to shaping the future of sexual health and wellness. So I'm here at the Pleasureworks booth at ANME, and I've got with me Lorraine Byerly from WeVibe. Yep. As everyone knows, WeVibe is a sponsor of Sex Out Loud, so I'm especially excited to talk about everything that's going on WeVibe. Now, I know it's not new at ANME, this show, but let's just take a step back and talk about the WeVibe 4, because it's a redesign based on customer feedback. Tell me about the WeVibe 4.
So for those who aren't familiar with WeVibe, it's a couples vibrator, and we have sold over 2 million of them, and we didn't send them out into the universe and just wave bye-bye. We sent them out into the universe and then started listening to customer feedback, and the customer feedback we got, well, about all sorts of things. What positions it was best in, how they wanted to use it in the shower. We got feedback on every aspect of the product. And we listened to all those customers, and we redesigned it literally from A to Z. And so now it fits very differently.
You can see that right away, right when you look at it. It feels like everything's been like tweaked. Not in a dramatic way, but it feels like every piece of it has been tweaked a little.
It's been miniaturized, the design, as well, so that it is now more body-hugging. And so that it is now more, it's more ergonomically sound, the design, than the original concept. The fit of it is more snug. The original WeVibe has a midsection that's really flexible.
Right.
And which is great too, because it means it's really versatile. You can use it for anal stimulation as well as vaginal or G-spot and clitoral stimulation. But the WeVibe 4 is purpose-built. It is meant to tuck in and hug the pelvic bone, to be the pubic bone, to be able to stimulate the G-spot. And the back of the G-spot stimulator is really flat. It's been flattened out compared to the original design so that there's nothing in the way, basically, of the partner, of the penis.
Of the penis. Like
there's
less,
nothing in the way.
Less of a kind of a...
There's no obstruction.
Right.
And also, because it's snug fitting, it ends up being in place better in more positions. It depends less on the size of the penis. With the original design, a larger penis or a smaller penis, the size of the penis actually affects where the clitoral stimulator rests between the labia.
Well, this is
the new design,
yeah.
It's new design, it's less dependent on the penis for it to stay in place. It still does matter, your partner. You might not have a great experience with one of the WeVibe shapes of couples vibrators, and it might not be about the woman. It might actually be about your partner. But the new design of the WeVibe 4 is more comfortable and fits better more women in more positions. And also you'll notice that the G-spot stimulator is flared at its base so that it doesn't come out as easily.
So here's what strikes me right off the bat. I feel like we have to step back and look at the big picture, and
yes.
That is how much the sex toy industry has changed. I mean, the things that you just described take so much research and development.
Yes.
And it used to be that, you know, there were these crappy products and that didn't take into account anyone's body, let alone the highest percentage of bodies, any percentage of bodies, just nothing.
Yeah, true.
And they just sort of threw them out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like this WeVibe really represents this whole new generation of companies that really cares about the product working, the product fulfilling its mission, the product being useful for as many people as possible, and being so thoughtful about all of these design elements.
Mm. Well, the amazing thing is I've only been in this business for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, I was in high tech. And I was astounded when I first talked to the CEO, because I'd known him from a high-tech life before. And he was describing to me all the serious work, development work, that went into the original WeVibe concept. And he described how they were gearing up to expand the design team's capabilities and the market research that he envisioned us conducting to make the user experience even better for the next generation of products. I was blown away because I have a background in market research, and all I could think was, this is going to be the most rewarding market research project ever.
Okay, that's a good word.
I mean, truly rewarding.
Right, satisfying.
Very satisfying
on,
on so many levels. But then I also looked at it in a more serious way and thought, how do you do research? How do you conduct research on the most intimate, private subject, like intercourse and or masturbation? How do you conduct research on that? And what I found is you can do amazing things with all the research methodologies that are already out there and applied to all, every other consumer product good category
right.
out there. You just have to be a little bit more careful, and you have to just think through how can you make people, women and men and couples together, comfortable to share those kinds of intimate details.
Because
it's
different than, like,
oh, yeah.
what mop do you like?
No, it's not.
I mean, anyone on the
what
street.
What kind of
will,
hairspray?
Anyone on the street will tell you that, right.
Yeah,
it's a different conversation.
Yeah, and if you think about it, in a truly innovative consumer products good company, they don't just ask people, what do you think about this? They go and they watch people in their daily life, and they look at opportunities to improve their daily life. Well, you can't just go and watch people having sex or masturbating.
You could, but I mean, that's a whole other...
That's a whole other channel. That's a whole other program.
Yeah. That's the Masters of Sex, the new Showtime
which
show.
Is a little different.
Yeah.
But they were groundbreaking. And what we've done is we've taken all those research tools that are out there where you do, you know, one-on-one interviews, you do interviews in their home, you do clinical evaluations by sexologists and gynecologists and nurse practitioners that we've developed relationships with. And so we have people who have a deeper understanding of anatomy and their own anatomy, but anatomy as a bigger subject,
right?
But their own anatomy as well. And we have structured testing with them, with prototypes, and we have done sampling and structured feedback from consumers,
just regular people,
as well as retailers and people in the industry who have, you know, a lot of knowledge about what connects with consumers.
Okay, let's talk about this study. And so in the middle of October, you had 500 American women between 20 and 70 participate in an online survey about masturbation and vibrator usage. 50% of the women already owned or were at least open to owning a vibrator. And these are some pretty incredible results. 88% of this group see masturbation as a satisfying, natural, physical need for women.
Yep.
The women reported top three reasons for masturbation. One, sexual release. Two, stress relief. Three, to treat oneself. Okay, I'm going to stop there.
I know.
I love that.
Isn't that the best?
Well, I love that, and I think it speaks to why women will now spend $150 on a sex toy.
And?
Because we're worth it, because it's our body, it's our sexuality, we want the best. And this idea of making yourself the priority, the queen for a day.
Or 5 minutes.
Or 5 minutes, exactly.
Yeah. That study and other studies we've done also asked women not just why, but when and how often. And there's some other unbelievably surprising things where we found, because of course WeVibe is the couple's concept.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking a lot to women in couples.
Right.
And what we found in this masturbation study was, in fact, women use their WeVibe as often or more often on their own than with their partner.
Which is fascinating because it's one of those ideas that you didn't think of when you made the product.
That's right.
You were focused on the couple and that it would be used together.
Yes.
I also love this finding in the study that women in relationships masturbate as often, if not more, than their single counterparts.
And
I think that's very, it's myth-busting. Because
totally.
I think there is this mythology, this stereotype.
That the partner is satisfying them.
Right. That or that if you have a partner, you don't, quote unquote, need a vibrator.
Yeah.
The vibrator is for the sort of the spinster or the woman who's, you know, single or left alone. And it's actually the complete opposite.
Yeah, not at all. I was astounded by that. I don't know why, you know, naively. I was thinking that it would be maybe the partner's away or you're having a lull. But no, in fact, it was consistent. And the other interesting fact was the women that we were talking to, majority of them had been in long-term relationships. So that meant a relationship, monogamous relationship for over a year. And that the typical consumer that we talked to had been in a relationship for 10 years. And this was still their pattern of behavior.
Right. But that makes me happy inside and out.
I'm glad.
Because it's like
they're fulfilling a need.
Yes. It's this notion that it's an ongoing process and an ongoing sexual relationship that you need to have with yourself no matter what else is happening with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just justifies, I mean, it really reflects what I feel like I've known all along, but it's nice to see research that backs it up.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I've got one final question for you. What is the future of sex?
I think the future is bright for sex. I think there's going to be a whole lot more of it. And the reason I think so is because when we were analyzing the results of our study, it wasn't taboo. We had thought maybe what would be the barriers to buying a vibrator or considering a vibrator. We were thinking that masturbation as a topic was going to be taboo.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out was masturbation isn't taboo. The word masturbation holds people back and makes people uncomfortable. And women have a million other words rather than masturbation. And they use all those other words. But they didn't see it as taboo. And so I think sex needs to be redefined. When people talk about sex, they think of it as male-female intercourse or partnered intercourse. And that's not it. It includes masturbation. And so I think people's image in their minds of what sex means will broaden and be more inclusive of self-pleasure. And that can't help but be good for the future of sex.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Lorraine.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
To get a look at the new design changes for the WeVibe 4 and find out about all of WeVibe's products, go to WeVibe.com or follow at WeVibe on Twitter. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. And coming up next, it's Sex in the Shower with Sportsheets president Julie Stewart.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. You're listening to a series of interviews I did at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo in the Pleasure Works booth. Julie Stewart made her first appearance on my show back in November. Sportsheets had a big, splashy booth here that even included an actual shower. Julie Stewart has been part of Sportsheets for the past 19 years, overseeing finance, sales, marketing, human resources, strategic planning, and working with product development. She's clearly an underachiever. In 2012, she was promoted to president of the company. She grew up in Michigan and graduated from Warren Wilson College in 1993. In 1999, she received an executive MBA from Pepperdine University. She enjoys the challenges of running her business and especially likes working with customers, the Sportsheets staff, and seeing all the new releases excel in the marketplace. She loves that Sportsheets is about keeping couples connected and is rewarded by the joy that the products bring to people.
We are here on the floor of ANME, and I am talking to Julie Stewart. Julie, this has been kind of a big year. Your company was named one of Inc.'s fastest growing companies. It was named StoreRotica and AVN Fetish Company of the Year. What do you attribute all this recent growth and success to?
Well, I think this kind of mainstream 50 Shades of Grey, hey, kink is okay, has paved the way for this huge acceptance of what we do and kind of a normalization of bondage play, role play, bondage fantasy. And that's very exciting to us because we've known all along our products hit a segment that's in the middle of the bell curve. It's not the people that are out there necessarily on the weekends. It's not their full-on lifestyle. They just want to experiment. So we've known, hey, this segment's out there. There's interest. People like this stuff. It's not really even a big deal.
Right.
But I think the rest of the world just found that out last year because of 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I also think not only could it be for a certain segment, I feel like it could be a gateway to going deeper. You know what I mean? It's a
Absolutely.
Great way to begin and say, right. I don't know if I'm into this. And then you start and you go, oh, wait, I think I really am into this.
Right. And I think it is a great beginning point because there's so many different things you can do. There's the product side of it. Mm-hmm. There's so many different products for every part of your body, for every scenario. And then there's the fantasy part of it that you get to create scenarios with your imagination. I mean, what's more exciting than your imagination, really?
Right.
And we get, I think, in our day-to-day routines, and everything is routine and boring, and there's none of that fantasy, that excitement. You know, and I think that's why we see people escaping on the internet and on their phones.
Right.
But this is a really healthy way to escape, yet still connect with your partner.
Right.
And deepen that relationship. Because, you know, if there's not that intimacy going on in the bedroom, it has a huge impact on the relationship.
Yes.
So, and it's not just couples that are in, that are married or in super committed relationships that are experimenting, but I think these products are a huge tool to help those people stay connected, stay together, keep that closeness. Because when you're not touching and connecting,
yeah.
You know, you get pissed off about the dirty coffee cup in the sink, like overly, like it's,
yeah.
You know, someone's had an affair. I mean, so you just kind of lose that ability to overlook things that might drive you crazy about your partner.
Right.
You know, you've just got to keep that connection. That's why our motto is keeping couples connected.
And I think you lose, there's also something that we lose when we become grown-ups, which is play.
Absolutely.
Which is this sense that we can make believe, that we can play, that we can add this erotic element to that make believe, but we can really shed these kind of grown-up personas who are the responsible people who wouldn't do that because that would be too silly or too awkward. You know, to like shed that all and say it's playground time and this is like the adult playground.
That is so true. And it's very sad. You know, I look at my daughter who's almost 7, and she has this unlimited ability to imagine, unlimited, and can play, and can create scenarios and stories. And I look at that, and she's like, come and play with me, and I try to get down on her level. I cannot do it anymore. And to me, it's a great sadness. And, you know, I think maybe I can, you know, I can push myself. But we do lose that. And
yeah.
I think we don't even realize we lose it until we have a moment like that where it's like, oh, my God, this thing I can't access anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the bedroom, I mean, sex starts between our ears.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not about our genitals so much. It's really about our brain.
Yeah.
And staying turned on and staying tuned in. And, you know, we can look at things and be visually stimulated, but it's still being processed through the brain.
Right.
You just got to keep it active. It's like you've got to exercise that
muscle.
Sexual part of the
yes.
brain
yeah.
to keep your sex life healthy.
Now, I saw in your booth that you've got some new items that you're debuting here for the Sex in the Shower collection.
And that is so exciting.
So tell me about those.
That's so exciting. We've had this brand for, gosh, 5 years now. And we realized that the shower is like the number two place people have sex.
Yeah.
And there's many reasons why. It's loud in there, so you can make a little bit more noise,
mm-hmm.
and you've got this kind of sound barrier going on. So if you've got roommates or kids or you're living home with your parents and you're allowed to have sex under their roof,
right.
You know, you can kind of have a little escape where you have a sound buffer. But that sound buffer, I think, also helps with intimacy. You know, you can make that noise. You get that freedom because, okay, it's not like there's a totally quiet room.
Right.
But also, there's something about being in the shower. It's like, it's one of those frontiers when you're just starting to develop sexually. It's like, oh, I've got to do it in the shower.
Okay, so I thought of you guys because you're really one of the only companies who's addressed this shower thing. Right, the shower
yes,
sex.
Yeah.
And so recently during a certain holiday, we had a lot of friends up to our house. And two of them came down one morning and said, we broke the shower head in the guest bathroom. And there was some reason why it broke. They grabbed it wrong or something. I don't remember what reason was given. But I thought to myself immediately, because I know they had showered together, I think you grabbed for it in sort of some, you know what I mean? But if they had your thing, the suction cups,
right.
It could have been a little safer.
Right,
and
right.
You wouldn't go grabbing for something that might then break.
Absolutely. Shower curtain rods are not designed to hold up any weight at all. It's amazing
right.
that they can even support the shower curtain.
Exactly.
They're so flimsy. And, you know, but it's right there.
But
so
apparently,
you reach for it, right?
But apparently in our bathroom anyway, the shower head is also couldn't be grabbed in a particular way. Or it's not weight bearing.
That is not designed. Yes, that is not designed. And you don't want to have to call a plumber just because
we
had some fun in the shower.
I mean, that's the thing is we're going to fix the shower, but then maybe we're going to get the suction cup things and just have them in the guest shower and just not say anything.
That's a great marketing tip. Save your bathroom. Buy sex in the shower.
Come back to our house and I want to just not keep having to, you know.
Well, that's what we looked at is what makes sex in the shower difficult. What are those kind of obstacles you have in the shower? And that's one of them. There's no leverage. There's nothing to hold on to.
Or everything is too wet and slippery to give you leverage.
Right. So we got the suction cups for your hands. We've got them for your feet so you can grab onto something. You can get that leverage. You're not breaking things.
Yeah.
And you can have a good time and be safer, you know, without worrying about slipping. It is a slippery place. So we looked at other things like lubrication. We're coming out with a new gel lube in a few months because we had a silicone lube before, but that's too slippery. When you use that in the shower, you can never...
And it spills on the floor.
Yeah, you never get it off.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous. So
yeah.
Then we've got a whole line of vibrators. People like to use those on each other.
Mm-hmm.
People do also like to masturbate in the shower.
Yes.
I think it's the number one place people masturbate. So we have something for everyone now. We have some new products for men. And we've always had very discreet vibrators that are hidden in sponges. So you can hang it up in your shower. Your kids won't know. Your parents won't know. Your friends won't know. Unless
Or they will start poking around. Then we can find out which of our friends.
That's right.
We'll just put a discreet little note that
says
right. something like, if you've used this, please take it home with you.
Right. That's so funny.
And we'll replace it for the next guest.
That's so very
just
true.
Just a discreet note.
Very
just
true.
Just a discreet.
Very true. So it's been great, and the response has been wonderful, and we haven't brought any new products out in a while, so we thought this is the year to really kind of reignite that sex in the shower fire. We've got some great ads that we're running. We're really excited about it, so it's a fun year to get wet.
And finally, what is the future of sex?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I think the future is heading in the right direction. And I think one of the things that I have seen and I'm excited about seeing is that some of the knowledge that's been very limited within the industry, maybe within the academic community, is making its way out into the mainstream. So I think product information, the contents in products,
mm-hmm.
People are becoming more aware of that. When I saw
more savvy, more educated consumers.
Yes. When I saw in Cosmo that they were using the word phthalates, I was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
People are going to know now. You know, like the huge issue that parents know about the plastics and the harmful chemicals in the baby bottles and pacifiers, and they can make educated decisions. Now people are going to be able to do that with their sex toys on a much broader base.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I think...
And the more consumers are educated, the more that drives everyone in the industry to be better.
That's right. That's right. And that's excellent. I think that's good for all of us.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by, Julie Stewart.
Thanks for having me, Tristan. Always a pleasure.
Find out more about the company at their three sites, sportsheets.com, sexintheshower.com, and sexandmischief.com. Follow the company at Sportsheets and Julie herself at SportsheetsJulie, with no E on the end, on Twitter. We're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, including Astroglide. Did you know that you can get a free sample of their lube? You can. All you need to do is go to astroglide.com. After the break, I'll talk to another lube man, Dean Elliott from Slickwid. And I'll also chat with sex educator, writer, and coach, Elle Chase. Stay with us.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. You better be ready for more sex toy talk, because we have just begun to dive into all the interviews I did a few weeks ago at ANME, a biannual sex toy convention. Speaking of sex toys, do you know where you can buy the very best and get great advice from sex educators plus amazing customer service? Good Vibrations, one of our sponsors. Go to one of their retail stores in the San Francisco Bay Area or Brookline, Massachusetts, or go online at goodvibes.com. While you're there, use coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. Good Vibrations believes pleasure is your birthright. Speaking of pleasure, Dean Elliott is the larger-than-life founder and CEO of Slickwid. Everything Dean does, he does wholeheartedly and with a passion for excellence. He came up with the idea for Slickwid at the beginning of the new millennium, and 2 years later, he had products formulated and on the shelves. Since then, Dean has grown Sliquid into one of the biggest and most respected lubricant brands in the industry. He's a fast mover and doesn't have a lot of time on his hands, so I had to grab him really quickly, pull him into the PleasureWorks booth, and have this quick chat.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for stopping by.
Tristan, it's always a pleasure to see you, especially with a couple of microphones and a camera.
Of course. You know, intimate.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me what's new at Sliquid.
Oh, we got a ton of stuff that's new at Sliquid. We've got a whole new men's line called Ride Body Works. Super sleek, super cool. We took our C formulation and we've repackaged that for our water-based. We have our great silicone for the silicone, and our hybrid has a little bit more silicone blend in it than the Sliquid stuff. So the Sliquid varieties for women have about 9% silicone. This is about 12 and a half.
And does that shift what kind of toys we can use with it?
Well, we have to say not to use with silicone toys with the silk hybrid.
Right.
Because that's what we have to say.
Right.
But we know plenty of people who do play with it because it's predominantly water-based and it will dissipate. And as long as you clean the toy, it's usually good to go.
And the real high quality.
But I can't say to do that.
Right, but the real high quality silicone.
Well, silicone, yeah. Our silicone blend will work with silicone toys, i.e. Tantus or Fun Factory, any platinum grade.
Right, the high grade.
Yeah, then you're cool. But as far as like, you know, when you say silicone toys, there's
so
a lot out there.
And some of them are even not silicone, truthfully. So people have to be educated
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm a big fan, and we carry on our website, the organic gel. I mean, that is my go-to anal lube.
I love that. And since you are the anal lady, I love to think that you're using our stuff for it. So let's get you more of it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're psyched that you're a fan. We're a fan of yours as well.
And so as you look around the show, has anything jumped out at you as really innovative or exciting?
I think there are a handful of manufacturers that are always innovating and creative with the toys. And I haven't seen anything this show yet, but I mean, certainly things are progressing in a positive way. And I think that a lot of the boutique companies like Oh My Bod coming out with the Love Life line, fantastic. You know, that whole line is affordable, but it's great stuff. It's beautiful. It's packaged well. So someone like them, yeah, I've seen their stuff. Fantastic. And there are others that are doing great things as well.
And this question I've been asking everyone who comes by today, what is the future of sex?
Well, you're the one that should know that. I mean, you're leading us all down that path. I'm hoping you could tell us.
Well, where do you think it's going? Truly, because you've been in the industry now long enough to see trends. I think
thanks to folks like you, I think people are becoming more comfortable. I think people are beginning to own their own kink, their own desires, their own fetish, and it's not weird anymore to, you know, to ask someone to play with your ass or, you know, I think those days are, I mean, they're certainly out there, but they're coming to an end, meaning that it's, you know, ooh, it's so taboo. I think having slight taboo makes it fun and interesting.
Of course, a little
right.
bit of, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that if you can own it and think people are starting to own the things that they like and they're not afraid to say, yeah, I dig this or I dig that, I think that's kind of cool. And, you know, again, you're helping people open up to that and that whole new world of being able to say, it's out there, it feels good. If you want to try it, try it. If you don't, you don't. No pressure. And I think people are trying it. They're digging it.
Thanks for stopping by.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
There's someone I know who isn't afraid to try new things, and that is sex educator, writer, and coach Elle Chase, a.k.a. Lady Cheeky, who's best known for her award-winning sex sites, LadyCheeky.com and SmutForSmarties.com. Trained at San Francisco Sex Information, Elle speaks and gives workshops across the country about all things sex.
Welcome, Lady Cheeky.
Why, thank you, Tristan.
So, we're here in LA for this toy show, but just a few days ago, you gave a class at the Pleasure Chest.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was standing room only.
Yeah.
Called Big Beautiful Sex.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit about that.
Well, it was really exciting. I went into Pleasure Chest and I was talking to them about workshops, and I said, I don't see anything speaking to sexuality for women of size or even of anyone differently abled or anything like that. And they were really excited. So I put one together, and then I did it a couple of days ago, and it was standing room only, and people had such great reaction to it. It has such amazing questions. There were about 5 women there that had never been to a sex shop before. A few of them had never bought a sex toy before.
Wow.
And the cross-section between men and women was pretty even. Thin people, fat people, disabled people were there. And they all seemed to really sort of pick up on the message of it and really get into how you can try different positions with different alterations to make it more comfortable, and got the idea of experimentation as a way to personalize it.
And tell me about one of the most interesting questions you got.
One of the most interesting questions is, I talk a lot about, it doesn't matter what you weigh, it doesn't matter what you look like. You can lose all the weight, you can have plastic surgery, it's all what you perceive you look like. So it's really built for everybody. There's always something that we would rather change. And so someone was talking about, wanted to know what they could do to sort of get to that point, because everything they see out there is, I feel beautiful about myself, in the mirror, and, that doesn't work for me. So you can't go from A to Z immediately. So what I told her was that to walk around the house naked, which for someone that is not in touch with their body is really difficult, and not to avoid your gaze in the mirror. Because when you avoid your gaze, you're reinforcing everything that's been taught to you through media or being teased or whatever, just how you feel. And you're never going to be able to go from hating your body to, I feel beautiful, I look beautiful. So just replace the negative with something neutral. You just want to get the negative thing out of your mind and replace it. So you can just say, this is how I turned out today. I put myself in the oven at 350 for 20 minutes, and this is how I came out. So you can't argue with it. It just is. I have red hair. Anything you believe. The whole point is to believe it and not have the negative thought. So that was an interesting question for me.
I like this idea that we can't expect people to get all the way there. No. I like this idea of just saying, waking up and saying, I'm going to feel neutral about my body, which for some people actually is a leap.
It is a leap.
We all have these negative body images and these voices in our head. And so the idea that there could be a kind of a stepping stone and a bunch of things to get to.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Thanks.
I'm wondering if as you walk the floor here at ANME, anything has jumped out at you that you thought, oh my God, exciting, want it, love it.
I just went to Sport Sheets, believe it or not, and I had been talking to them at Catalyst about plus size harnesses. Mm-hmm. And they had sent me some, and I called Joanne there and I said, can you make something pretty? I know it has a back brace, but I feel like, the orthopedist gave me the harness. watch your back. Lift with your legs, not your knees. So I saw in their booth, they have this beautiful velvet and lace harness that expands, I think, up to 84 inches.
Yes.
And it is so pretty and so feminine that now, no matter how big you are, you can feel, you can feel as feminine as you want or as badass as you want or as dominant as you want, whatever it makes you feel, there are more choices. And
and do you think that's a trend that you're seeing?
Yes, definitely a trend. There are a couple of companies now who are working on products that have expanded reach for people of size, and when you do that for people of size, you also do that for people with mobility issues. So there was a disabled, differently abled person at the workshop the other night, and they were loving the idea of the Enjoy. They just wished it was longer. So there's a company now that's making one that's longer, similar in size to it. You know what I mean? Just longer. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with, Kegel balls. Kegel balls, for someone without reach, you can't put them in your vagina. It's just with lube and everything, it just slips,
right?
Which is why the Evie is good, because it's solid and you just shove it in there and you go to the store. I do, at least.
Yes.
I drive one in. So yeah, I see it as a trend. People are becoming much more aware, and certainly with the people showing up, I thought it was really going to be 10 of my friends at the workshop, but it was really just a cross-section of people.
I'm asking everyone the same question today,
okay.
So I'm going to ask you.
Oh, I hope I can answer it.
What is the future of sex?
Oh, God, Tristan. You know what? I have to say, for me, the future of sex is something that is more, it's a different idea of intimacy. I think that when you tell the world about intimacy or you speak intimacy, they think of making love or a very specific type of sex. I think just in the zeitgeist, I'm feeling like intimacy is going to have a broader definition so that even if you're in a BDSM relationship or you have an open marriage and you're in love with your primary partner, you can still be intimate with someone else and be satisfied without having to have this huge emotional connection. I kind of feel like that's coming around, and certainly because of, you know, opening up and just showing people different paradigms of relationships and sexual relationships that aren't married together. So that's, I guess, that's the future of sex for me off the top of my head.
Great. Thanks so much for stopping
by. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, my guests today are certainly redefining intimacy in a number of ways. For more information on Sliquid, go to sliquid.com and at Sliquid LLC on Twitter. To get to Elle Chase, aka Lady Cheeky, go to ladycheeky.com or follow at Lady Cheeky. When we return, I'll talk to Dee Dennis, the founder of Catalyst Con, one of the most popular sex-positive events in the country. Don't go anywhere.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast. All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
There were lots of different folks at the trade show whose work and activism overlap with the sex toy industry. For example, activist Dee Dennis started her career as a sex blogger, writing about the end of her marriage and starting the next chapter in her life. Through this metamorphosis, Dee discovered her passion for sexuality rights and issues for people around the world. Dee's commitment to taking the conversation about sexuality offline and into the real world led in part to the creation of Catalyst Con. Founded in 2012, she describes it as a melting pot of sexuality that unites sex educators, sexologists, sex workers, writers, activists, and anyone with a passion for creating change. I'm here at the PleasureWorks booth at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, which is essentially one of the biggest trade shows for the sex toy industry. And joining me now is Dee Dennis. Welcome, Dee.
Thank you. Hello.
You've just announced both the opening and the closing keynote speakers for Catalyst Con East, which is March 14th to the 16th in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. So tell me about these keynote speakers.
I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about all my keynotes every conference, but this one, the opening keynote, we have Melissa Jira Grant, Mo Beasley, Lauren Marie Fleming, a.k.a. Query Bradshaw, and Del Tashlin. And I think it's a really great, diverse group of people. They all, in their own way, I feel, are catalysts, and I love the work they're doing. And, of course, you're moderating it, my favorite moderator.
I'm moderating. I was kind of looking at the lineup of presenters, and I was wondering, because I wasn't in on this, so it was a surprise to me, too. And I think it's a really interesting mix of people. And I think I have to put this out there because I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I feel like you consistently support former and current sex workers. I feel like they are always given big platforms at your conference. I feel like you make this effort to incorporate and have discussions around sex work that are really important.
You know, for me, I think it's part of sexuality. They should have the same space as everyone else. And you know, I love Melissa. I've always been a fan of her work.
She has a new book coming out.
You know, I've always admired her fighting that she does for sex worker rights and for getting the message out there and making it understandable to everybody. So I think it's an important topic because I also think there are times those in the sex positive community don't necessarily understand the issues that sex workers face.
Right. And sex workers don't feel welcome in sex positive communities, which we've heard. We've heard that refrained. And so I think your efforts, they don't go unnoticed. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Now, the closing keynote, I mean, be still my beating heart. This person is legendary. I would argue this person is the foundation of all the work that I do and all the work that many sex educators do.
It's Betty Dodson.
Woo!
And it's the afternoon tea we do, the closing session, and it's being hosted with Carol Queen. So, you know, a room with Betty Dodson and Carol Queen in it, how amazing is that? If you've noticed, we've gone on this theme now the past three closings where we're picking people who have really, you know, been icons in this field and who have been around a very long time. And I know for someone like me who hasn't been, you know, I'm not young, but I haven't been in that field for that long, I want to know the history because I know a lot of this, what Betty has done, makes it possible for what I'm doing today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's important for everybody who's there who doesn't maybe necessarily know her full history and for it to be on the record. You know, I had a conversation with Metis Black Atantis last night about we really don't have good history because sex is stigmatized. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Center for Sex and Culture has their archives, but other than that, you know, we need to get these stories out. And
yeah, I mean, Betty's an incredible storyteller. Plus, you've put it in this particular format, which I've now seen, which is less lecture and much more conversation. And you've put her with someone who knows her very well. And these are the stories of our histories. And they have to be told, they have to be retold, and they have to be recorded. Because she is like one of the first feminists who was like kicked out of spaces for talking about sex. And certainly is the woman who put masturbation and self-pleasure on the map.
Yeah. And I don't know how many people, you know, who attend Catalyst or just in general who are, you know, somehow in sexuality right now understand or know that. I think it's an important history. And I think it's something that we should all know and hear and, you know, get to meet her. And I'm so excited to have it.
Now, several sex toy companies have been and are sponsors of Catalyst Con. I'm wondering what you see as the connection between sex toys and the sex toy industry, which we're surrounded by today, and sex education and activism.
I think it all needs to be connected. And I had gone to AVN a couple of years ago and, you know, my first AVN, I saw all these exhibitors and, you know, was able to talk to manufacturers. And I thought, but we all should be having those conversations. I think manufacturers need to talk to the people using them. You know, the first Catalyst, Aneros, to launch their female product line because they wanted to do it as part of sex education. And a couple of years ago, sex education and, you know, products weren't going together. But now, like, you have stores like Good Vibrations that they have sex education in the store. And it's important. We all need to come together, in my opinion, to have these conversations, to work together, or else things don't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to remove the stigma of sex together.
And are there going to be panels or presentations that specifically focus on sex toys at Catalyst Con East?
Yes, there are. We have Sex Toys Past, Present, and Future. It's putting manufacturers on there and talking. You know, I have Suki of Oh My Bod, who she was one of the first people I met in the industry. And, you know, when she brought out her product, it was really groundbreaking, putting music and vibration together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Coyote Days of Good Vibrations, who's been a buyer for years, who has seen everything. It's that type of thing that I think is really important for, you know, like even a sex therapist at the conference to hear about. So I love having my sponsors because they exhibit. I think they add a huge part to it. But they also love it because they get that interaction and that feedback and that connection that you don't get. Like at this trade show, it's not anybody, any consumers or any, you know, educators. It's just
the industry, right?
It's you know, retail buyers and manufacturers.
Now, as you've walked around the trade show, which is in multiple rooms, is there anything that stands out to you? New toys you've seen, things that inspire you, something that caught your eye at the show?
It's funny, you know, we always had the pocket rockets, but now they're really focusing on little vibes I'm seeing that are nice silicone, have high vibration.
Because I think what we used to have in the past is kind of what's called the bullet vibe.
Yes.
Really cheaply made. Didn't really last very long. Made of hard plastic, sometimes a seam. I hear what you're saying. It's like if it was small, it tended to be less high quality and less durable.
And not rechargeable.
Right.
But now, you know, I saw several booths, several manufacturers that they had a smaller vibe. It was silicone. It was really nice. And it had a really strong vibration. And so that's something new I'm seeing here that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. My final question. What is the future of sex?
I think sex is going to be more common. I really do. I think I want to also say same-sex marriage and include that in because I don't think it's just part of the active sex. When you say that, it's everything. And I think we're getting more and more acceptance. 50 Shades of Grey, which, you know, some of us might hate that book, but look what it did to bring sex mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Utah approving same-sex marriage. Okay, so it's caught up in the courts. But I really think, you know, little by little, it's getting less stigmatized. And hopefully that's what I see as the future.
Thanks for joining us today, Dee.
Thank you.
Catalyst Con East is March 14th to the 16th in Washington, D.C. Go to catalyst.com to find out more. And if you register, use coupon code Tristan for $10 off. Follow at D. Dennis and at Catalyst Con on Twitter. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Special thanks again to PleasureWorks for providing space for our special studio. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for part 2 of my series of interviews from the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, including the one and only Coco, star of the reality show Ice Loves Coco, plus sex toy superstars Shay Martin, Coyote Days, and Metis Black. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/asktristan, on Twitter @SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations. creating a buzz since 1977.